بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the things that we see today among people who have become religious, whether it's youth or those who are young in the mind, people, alhamdulillah, the upside of it, the good side of it is that they have discovered Islam. They have certainly discovered that they are Muslim, and there is a desire to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is all for the good. Alhamdulillah, it's something laudable, something to feel happy about. So people become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thing, however, that seems to happen, and which I am exposed to, because then they ask me these questions, is the level of concern about things that they are concerned with. Now, for example, I find a lot of discussion and a lot of questions about eating and drinking things which are in themselves completely unessential and in some cases even harmful. For example, there's a lot of discussion and a lot of debate, and people trot out fatwas from this mufti or that mufti, and rulings from this imam and that imam about whether or not they can drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi or things with doubtful ingredients, and whether this coding on the food is permissible and that other coding is not permissible, about rennet in cheese, for example. Big discussion on whether cheese which has rennet in it is halal or not halal, and so on and so on. Ingredients of chocolates, ingredients of ice creams. Now, which leads me to think that if I am given a list, if I'm asked to make a list of the 10 things in order of priority that are of critical concern to the Muslim Ummah today, 10 things, not 10,000 things, 10 things. And if I'm asked to make this list of 10 things which are of critical concern to the Muslim Ummah, would I put Coca-Cola and Pepsi in it? Would I have rennet and cheese in it? Would I have ingredients of ice creams and chocolates in it? Or would I think about what is happening to the Muslims, to the Uyghurs, to the Rohingya, to the Palestinians, to Muslims in the world who are being oppressed and killed and slaughtered, to the refugees from Syria and other places? Would I put in them the issues of Muslim being oppressed because they are Muslim, because they say La ilaha illallah? Would I put in it things like Muslims, our intrinsic, what seems to be inherent in discipline in our lives, our complete incapability of doing things systematically, of thinking, the problem of reading, the fact that Muslims today seem to be people who read practically nothing, our complete and total, in many cases, complete lack of khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Would I put in that list, if I am making the list for myself personally, would I put in that list the level of khashyat in my salah, the level of khushu in my salah, the level of, would I put in it the concern that when I go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the first question that will be asked is the question about salah, what would I say? I mean, is my salah worthy of being presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would I think about these things? Would I think about what happens to me when I'm placed in my qabr and mud is thrown on my face and everybody goes away, what will happen to me at that time? How will I answer Munkir Nakir? How will I answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I meet him? Will I be concerned about that, or will I, or in this list of 10 things, would I put some of these things, or would I put, should I drink Coke or not? Should I eat doubtful chickens or not? Should I eat things with ingredients in them which are doubtful? What would I put in this list? Think about that, and especially as far as the youth is concerned. Today we have young people in their, in their 20s, talking about these issues of doubtful ingredients, where they should have thought to themselves. The Rasulullah ﷺ said this so beautifully. He said, "Al halal bayyin wa haram bayyin wa baynahuma mushtabihat." He said, "The halal is clear, the haram is clear. Between the two, there are doubtful things." And he said, "Leave the doubtful for that which is not doubtful." Now, what are you waiting for wahi to come on you directly? This hadith is not sufficient for you to answer every single question about anything which is doubtful. Why do you need to go fatwa shopping? And if you are going fatwa shopping, then what does it say about the state of your heart? What does it say about your khashyat in your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does it say about the glory and magnificence of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu in your heart? What does it say about muhabbat for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam in your heart? Be concerned about that, not about these things. I mean, why is this hadith not sufficient for you? And then be concerned about things which are of real importance, of what will happen to us in the akhirah, of what is actually happening to us in this dunya today because of the way we live our lives, because of our complete, the problem that we have. I don't want to waste my time and your time listing all of that. I think all of them are very clear. Think about that. Now think about that. People today in their 20s are talking about this kind of stuff, whereas your ancestors, our Salafus Salihin, in their 20s, Tariq bin Ziyad in his 20s was conquering Andalusia. Tariq bin Ziyad, rahmatullah alayh, in his 20s, was leading an army in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread the word of Islam, to take the word of Islam to people who did not know Islam. This is what people of Tariq bin Ziyad were doing, Muhammad bin Qasim was doing. People were, this is when in their 20s, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu took Islam to Yemen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him as a special envoy to Yemen. In his 20s, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radhiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking with him, holding the bridle of his horse, taking him towards seeing him off from Medina, going towards because he sent him to Yemen. Mus'ab ibn Umayr radhiyallahu anhu, in his late teens, is sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina as his special envoy to take the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people of Medina. I mean, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people in their teens and in their 20s, in among the Salafus Salihin, were people who were at the absolute forefront of the of the propagation of Islam in the world. They were the leaders. The leaders were not old people with white beards, walking who need a cane to support them to walk. They were young people. They were people in their teens and in their 20s who took this deen to the furthest frontiers of the known world. And today, people in your teens and 20s, you want to sit and talk about Rennet? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Seriously, just wake up. Wake up. Look at yourself in the mirror, and say that if this is the level of your aspirations, of your fikr, of what you are thinking about, what does it say about your own future in this world? What kind of future will there be for a person whose mind is so narrow that he can't think beyond anything other than some stupid food that he wants to eat? It's not even essential, for God's sake. I mean, look at the people around you. How many people do you think are eating cheese? How many people do you think in the world are the Rohingya people? You think they're eating cheese? That your own servants in your house, do you think they're eating cheese? Do you think that they're worried about Pepsi and Coke? I mean, seriously, I don't know. I mean, you know, it gets me really mad to even get questions like this and to have to answer them. But my brothers and sisters, time to wake up. Time to wake up. I'm sending you a video with this further reminder. Just look at that. That is the level at which we are today. We cannot even line up our shoes in racks which are provided before masjids, and you are talking about conquering the world, you're talking about, you know, big things. You have no control over your shoes even. I mean, really, people, wake up. It's high time you wake up, right? And stop wasting people's time, other people's time, your own time in being engaged in things which are completely, I don't even like to call this furu'i masail, because this is not even a masala. This is so completely, utterly ridiculous. If you have a doubt about anything as far as your life is concerned, the hadith of Mr. Sallam is more than enough. Leave that which is doubtful for that which is not doubtful. There's no need to waste your time in investigating and going into that whole thing and trying to clarify that doubt about the ingredient of some food which is not even essential. That wretched food, if you never eat it for the rest of your life, there's nothing going to happen to you. It's probably better for you not to eat that food anyway. Instead of that, focus on the state of your heart. Focus on khashyat of Allah. Focus on the quality of your salah. Focus on what will happen to you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus on how you treat your parents. Focus on how you treat your brothers and sisters. Focus on your mu'amilat in terms of honesty, integrity, truthfulness, in terms of decency. Focus on these things. These are the things which will decide whether you are a winner or a loser in this world, not whether you eat cheese or chocolate. Please understand this and grow up. Atheism is spreading like wildfire. Are you people concerned about this? Are you thinking about how do I present Islam to those who do not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you concerned about saying how do I present Islam with my actions, with my behavior, with my conduct to my neighbors? Are you concerned about the fact that you have people working for you, you have people who are your neighbors, who are not Muslims, who have people who study with you in your colleges and schools and so on, who are not Muslims, people you have known all your life, and they are not Muslims, and they never become Muslims, and they die in a state without Islam. And when they go in before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, you are going to be standing there, and those people are going to ask this question and say, and they will complain to Allah, and they will say, "Oh Allah, this fellow was with me throughout my entire life. I did everything good for him, and he never introduced Islam to me. Are you concerned about this question?" And you are concerned about Rennet, and you are concerned about Coca-Cola, and you are concerned about Pepsi. La harwa la khawata illa billah. I really seriously think you guys need to get your priorities right. I'm sick and tired of this nonsense. The whole time people only ask these utterly nonsensical questions. Nobody asks about this. Nobody comes with concern to say, you know, I have been thinking about my heart, Sheikh, and I find that there is no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart. There is no concern for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message in my heart. There is no muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my heart. There are no signs of sunnah in my life. My akhlaq stink. My whole life, you know, looks like it has come out of Bollywood or Hollywood or something. I'm only concerned about brands, and I'm concerned about shopping, and I'm concerned about gadgets, and I'm concerned about whether I'm wearing Nike shoes or what. I mean, where is my life going? Please give me some advice. Nobody comes with this thing, right? People only come with these absolutely stupid questions about this, you know, furu'i masala, this ridiculous thing about, simply it's a question of fulfilling your desires. And there's no difference. I mean, some fellow is fulfilling his desires in a haram way. You want to find a way of fulfilling your desires in a halal way. Alhamdulillah, that is good. Try to find a halal way, but there is a life beyond this, man. I mean, get a life for God's sake. Allah didn't create you to eat cheese and drink Pepsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for something greater than that. How is this going to come into your hearts? You know, what kind of upbringing, what kind of raising of children, what kind of aspirations and hopes did your parents put in your hearts? Or they just put aspirations of cheese and Coca-Cola? I mean, are you rats or are you human beings? I mean, what kind of thing is this? Seriously, wake up. Seriously, wake up. I hope this Fajr reminder serves to wake you up to what you guys are doing with your lives. This is your prime time. From your teens to the time you are in your late 30s and your 40s is prime time. Once you are beyond 50, you are on a downhill slope anyway. I mean, you know, for some of them it's a grease slope which takes you very fast down. For others it's a slightly slower, but it's a decline. There's no one at my age who can wake up and decide that he's going to change the world, right? But what about you? Really, I mean, seriously think about that. What are your aims? What are your aspirations? If I ask you to list down 10 things in order of priority which are important for you, what will you put in that list? And if I go by the questions that I get asked, then the number one thing in that list will be the kind of trash food that you want to eat anyway, which in that trash food, what is halal and what is haram? This is the kind of the focus that we seem to have. Those of you who are not in this, alhamdulillah, all power to you. But those of you who are in this, really wake up before you are woken up by Malakul Maut.
Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.